For retailers, this back-to-school period is the second most important selling season of the year after Christmas. And early reports are not especially encouraging. Stores reported weaker than expected sales in July, just as families started their back-to-school shopping. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
With their school's recommended shopping list in hand, Sunny Elgar and her 5-year-old son Park are making their way through this immense Target store in North Seattle.
Glue sticks. One backpack. 12 sharpened pencils.
And that wasn't all they bought. Earlier in the day, Elgar bought her son a small selection of new clothes at a value-priced retailer and
new shoes.
And we got some pants and a jacket, some shirts. It seemed to be very expensive today, even when we went to the cheap place and didn't buy all that much as far as clothing.
The basic school supplies alone quickly add up.
I had to get a protractor and a compass.
Kellum and her mother, Lisa Alm, were also tallying the bill.
Two girls in elementary schools, over $100, and we didn't even get everything.
In fact, a recent survey from the National Retail Federation suggests that American families plan to spend, on average, about $600 on back-to-school shopping for their kids in grades K through 12. That's about 10% more than last year. But remember, 2009 was a dismal year for retailers. And based on relatively weak July sales, those numbers may prove to be overly optimistic. Ellen Davis is a vice president at the National Retail Federation.
The economy is still impacting spending in a tremendous way. We're not seeing people walk into the stores and buy items right away. They might go home and look for a coupon.
Or wait until the item goes on sale. In short, consumers are being deliberate. After looking at items online, Debbie Keenan and her college-bound daughter, Molly, put together a realistic budget before setting foot in a big box store.
Dad's actually unemployed, so we're sticking to our budget pretty carefully.
I tried to get the things that were on sale, tried to decide if it's something that you actually need or not.
Did you pick up anything and then say, this one's too expensive?
Yeah, a couple times.
But while consumers remain cautious, the Retail Federation says that unlike last year, many shoppers are now saying they care about more than just the lowest price. They're looking for quality and value as well. Allison Paul, who heads the retail practice at the consulting firm Deloitte, says their recent consumer survey also offered a glimmer of hope for retailers. But she added,
you know, the number one destination continues to be discount stores. And a good two-thirds of consumers said they would only spend using cash and debit cards.
If there were any real surprises in the consumer survey data, it may be this. The Retail Federation's Ellen Davis says college men are relatively big spenders.
We all think that, you know, college guys are going to school with maybe a new laptop and, you know, whatever their mom has packed from the kitchen. That's not the case this year. College guys are spending much more than college women on every single category.
Why? Davis says we can only speculate. Perhaps men are feeling more confident about the economy, or perhaps they are just less willing to spend the time to shop for the best deal. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.